Pipelines, Exhibit 6-34, Pipeline Transport. Source, see Luca Galluzzi, www.galluzzi.it, used with permission. A pipeline consists of a long pipe or series of pipes. Pipelines are fixed in position and most are buried. They protect whatever is transported within them and act as a warehousing function as long as they contain it. Pipeline transport is the only mode that does not require materials handling. Pipeline terminals do have large storage facilities, however. It is also the only mode that is unidirectional and has no vehicles. Thus, there is no backhaul cost. Pipelines are used for the high-volume transportation of liquid or gaseous cargo, oil, oil products, natural gas, coal slurry, or chemicals. Coal slurry pipelines move pulverized coal that is mixed with water to power generating stations. The three main chemicals transported by pipeline are anhydrous ammonia, used as a fertilizer and as a zero-carbon fuel, propylene, used to manufacture detergents, ethylene, used to manufacture antifreeze. There are ongoing experiments for additional pipeline applications, for example, hydraulic suspensions. Zero-carbon hydrogen as an alternative fuel and carbon dioxide for carbon capture and storage are also now moved by pipeline. The destinations of the pipelines are refineries, customers such as energy, chemical, or processing companies, or another form of transport, for example, water, rail, or truck. Crude oil is one of the major sources of countries' liquid energy supply and is pumped into pipelines from inland production areas like Texas, North Dakota, Alaska, Louisiana, Western Canada, Siberia, or Western China. Pipelines also move crude oil produced offshore in coastal waters to marine tankers. The tankers deliver it to U.S. ports from Mexico, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Pipelines pick up the crude oil from the port and move it to a refinery. Product pipelines carry gasoline and aviation fuel from refineries to storage tanks. A group of storage tanks is called a tank farm, which are nearer to customers. Excess capacity is stored in the storage tanks, with one-way delivery by truck or rail based on demand. Pipelines transport the majority of all ton-kilometer movements involving crude oil and petroleum. In the U.S. in 2024, there were over 80,000 miles, totaled 129,000 kilometers, of crude oil pipelines, over 70,000 miles, totaled 113,000 kilometers of natural gas liquids pipelines, over 62,000 miles, totaled 100,000 kilometers of petroleum products pipelines, and 5,300 miles, totaled 8,500 kilometers of CO2 pipeline. This is 6% growth since 2019. U.S. natural gas pipelines were at about 3 million miles, 4.8 million km, but most of this amazingly large amount of pipeline is for last-mile direct delivery to homes. In the U.S., oil and natural gas pipelines are owned and operated by private companies. In other countries, pipelines are run wholly or in part by the government, Russia. Gazprom is the state-owned producer of gas in Russia and is the general contractor for the Yamal-Europe pipeline, which has a total length of over 2,000 kilometers, 1,250 miles. In 2018, Gazprom shipped 200.8 billion cubic meters, 7 trillion cubic feet, of gas to Europe in just one pipeline. Russia East Asia. The Eastern Siberia Pacific Ocean, ESPO, oil pipeline is 4,188 kilometers, over 2,500 miles, long and exports Russian crude oil to the Asia-Pacific markets of Japan, China, and Korea. Russia-Europe, the Druzhba pipeline, Friendship pipeline, is Russia's and Kazakhstan's main conduit for supplying crude oil to Central Europe. Its southern branch is the largest source of crude oil supply for Slovakia, Hungary, and the Czech Republic. It is 4,000 kilometers, 2,500 miles long. Since 2022, due to the war in Ukraine, flows to Europe were sharply reduced. China. The West-East Gas Pipeline delivers natural gas from Western China and Central Asia to major consumer markets in Southeast China. It is 4,000 kilometers, 2,500 miles long and supplies 12 billion cubic meters, 420 billion cubic feet of natural gas annually. If a shipper has a large supply of crude oil or oil products, natural gas, chemicals, or coal, pipeline transport is a cost-effective and clean way to move it.